All right, grab your coffee, man. I just had to go grab another one because Mr. Energy's with us right now. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes. First day in pads, second week of spring football, and a Canes coaches clinic, which coach has done a lot of these. This might be my favorite group that he's ever had. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Joe, good morning. Good to be here, brother.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I got to get right into the coaches clinic. I usually do it at the end here. But for Friday and Saturday for high school football coaches, getting Mike McDaniel, I think they're in for a real treat. It's completely different. I think they're really going to enjoy being up close with the head coach. And Darren Rizzi, as good a special teams coordinator, period, anywhere at any level. That dude is really good. And Jim Nagy coming in, executive director of the Senior Bowl. And then Greg Olson, not just a great tight end, really good, college and professionally. But that dude ended up being as good as anybody on TV this year. He was sensational for Fox. But real nice group there.
Yeah, you know, actually speaking with Greg a little while ago, he didn't want to get on stage. He wants to take the entire group and go right to the field and just dive into the route running, which is awesome. He's got to demonstrate route running. I mean, you look at the guy looks like he could still play football. So blessed to have Coach McDaniel take some of his time, especially during this time of year when the NFL is having all kinds of meetings. And Coach Nagy, you know, him coming in, he could also address the guys as the director of the Senior Bowl, what it takes and what they're looking for
right
at that level. So, you know, all those guys, Coach Rizzi, I've known him for a long time, actually worked together. His daughter, Mackenzie Rizzi, is one of our directors in recruiting as well. And he is, like you mentioned, another guy that's going to take the whole group out on the field and dive right into special teams drill. So it's going to be an awesome clinic. And actually on Friday, you know, obviously our men's and women's teams are playing. And we've got monitors set up all over the place, but our coaches are available till midnight to dive into drill work, schematics, anything that coaches want to need. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, wow, with your coaching staff. Hey, speaking of your new coaching staff, second week, kind of Shannon Dawson and Lance Guidry have now had a chance to, without pads on, to see what everything looks like, put in their system. Where are you as far as the new offensive and defensive system and all the new coaches, everybody getting used to each other?
Yeah, they've thrown everything at our players and in a positive way, and the response has been really good. This is, you know, Joe, this is going into year two. What you're finding out now, the culture is starting to come together, and this group really likes to work, you know. This group really likes to get after it. They understand what early is on time means. They understand what putting in extra work is. They understand the level of effort. They understand it a lot better than we have had. So it's been fun. But these guys, yeah, they're elite human beings, and they're grinders, you know. And at this place here, if you don't like to work, this place is going to make you run for the hills now. So they're the right kind of people. Our players like them because they're genuine and they have a lot of energy. So today will be a physical day, man. You ought to come on out. You still got time.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm actually planning on making some changes and plans to come out tomorrow morning or Saturday morning to really get a chance to watch everything. I thought it'd be great to be out there. But, hey, I wanted to ask you about the receiver room. Now, I know you don't have pads on, and I guess you guys aren't getting real physical yet. How are you feeling? You know, you got Colby Young, who really had a breakout, and Xavier Restrepo, healthy, is really good. How do you feel about this group in another year and new coaches and the new system? Have you seen improvement?
Yeah, we have, and it's been a pretty significant improvement. I think a couple things. Number one, a fresh start, I think, systematically. You know, when you bring in a coach who had the most productive receiver in the country, that automatically, you know, heightens everybody's interest and awareness. And, you know, the addition of Kevin Beard as our wide receiver coach, that's a lot, and it's a lot of positive stuff. But Jacoby George has taken a massive step, gained 12 pounds. He lost 4 the other day, so I had to get after his butt a little bit. But he's gained 12 pounds, and he looks like it. He's moving like that receiver that you want and you need Miami to have. Brashard has been really good, a little bit inconsistent, but we expect big things from him because he's very versatile. He could do it inside and outside. Awesome young man. Isaiah Horton's taken another significant step, and he's an outside guy. And we haven't had much outside production aside from Colby, because Colby's a stud, brother. I mean, Colby is – I look forward to you watching him. He's up to 218, 220 pounds, so he can do a lot.
Wow.
And of Robbie Washington and Ray Joseph, you want to talk about two dudes that get it. I mean, these guys just go, and they go, and they go, and they're gonna be really significant enhancements for our offense.
You know, it's funny you said those two, because those are two guys that I felt wanted to be Miami Hurricane football players since they were like 9 years old or something. Like, the first poster was a Canes poster, because those guys have been pumping up the program for a long, long time. Those guys sure make it, not only knowing that they really want to be there and obviously knowing what it's going to take, but they help with the other guys, don't they, as far as recruiting and getting other people pumped up.
100%. They're some of our best recruiters. You know, when we got here, Ray was committed to Clemson, had been unrecruited by Miami. And those are the kind of guys that you have to keep home, because not only are they great players, they are elite human beings and super high-level work ethic character guys. I mean, Ray's the guy that this is no BS. After the basketball game against Pitt, 10 o'clock or something like that, he's in the indoor catching jugs, you know, and he just gets it, man. And that type of attitude and work ethic is contagious. Those guys are a blessing.
So let's move to I can't wait. And I said this, I asked Woody earlier, hey, what are you looking forward to seeing? I can't wait to see those two big five-star tackles on the outside. I know you got a lot of new guys and you got guys coming back. The offensive line looks like, and again, I know you haven't put pads on, Coach. This is nothing but an off-season teaser, but I can't wait to see just how big those guys on the outside are.
Yeah, you know, it's an off-season teaser, but you take a realistic snapshot of what you are and what you're getting better at. The obvious thing is the offensive line has taken a huge upgrade in talent, physicality, everything that comes with it. I mean, you had Dwight Stevenson. You know the importance of a badass center,
yes,
right? And the guy, he puts his hands on the ball in every single play, and he's got to be a traffic cop in there. He's got to direct everybody. And the combination of Matt Lee in there and being, you know, side by side with guys like Inez Cooper and Jalen Rivers, I mean, that's Javion Cohen, who's got, you know, 28 plus games of SEC experience at a high level. You could tell there's a monster difference up front. And then you add a guy like Cam McCormick at 260 pounds of tight end. And, you know, your line of scrimmage should look different. Henry Parrish is worth pointing out for his just tremendous improvement and work ethic. And the quarterbacks have all taken a big, big step up. But those young tight ends, brother, they both Jackson Carvin, Riley Williams, and Jaleel Skinner, all those guys have really they've done an unbelievable job with that position.
Well, I got to ask you, Tyler Van Dyke, he's back, and you guys obviously had a lot of discussion between coordinators there. I'm just curious, what have you seen from Tyler coming back for another season?
Well, I think number one, he's taken a big step as a leader. Number two, the system fits his skill set, and it fits what we have offensively right now, as we continue to recruit and upgrade the roster. But systematically, connection with the coordinator and the coordinator being a quarterback coach, that's a good combination. So he's taken to it right away. There's some concepts that he's familiar with that he's ran a couple years ago and some new stuff that he's really excited about. There's autonomy in the offense too, so he has the ability to get us into good plays when it doesn't look so good as it relates to pressure, front structure, stuff on the back end. The guys really, he's eating it up. So is Jakari and Emery. Those two young guys are studs as well.
So I always wonder how you handle it. Everybody's different with this as a head coach. So everybody comes in, you know, somebody's got to take the first snap. So everybody in the media goes, there's a starter. He's a starter. And then the second group, and they, how do you handle that as far as somebody's got to line up with the first group? Somebody's got to line up right now. The second group, somebody's got to be with the third group. What do you tell your group about that? Well, how much to read into it?
Well, you got to be honest with them. I mean, right now we got to find out who does what. So you're going to have guys playing everywhere. And again, like you mentioned, you got to be upfront and honest and be clear and communicate. But if guys are too worried about that stuff, honestly, you got to find other guys.
Yeah.
I mean, call it what it is, brother. I got linebacker right now. There's tremendous competition because a guy like, you know, Francisco Maguire getting here, guy can play ball, man. Guy's played a lot of ball in the Pac-12, and he's a 230-pounder that'll strike you, you know. And Wesley's in his second year, and Corey Flagg's coming off an injury. K4 has improved drastically as well. All of a sudden, you've got some dudes in there that are battling out, and they're taking turns going with the ones and the twos. And that's the way it's got to be. I mean, just because you're a new guy doesn't mean you can't lead. Just because you're an older guy doesn't mean you automatically start, right? So let's put it on the field and see who earns it.
All right, so I got to ask you about a position that's always been special during the great years of University of Miami football, the defensive tackle position. You've seen them up close for a long, long time. How do you feel? I know you had some guys transfer. How do you feel about that group overall? And it could it be a group that you have to continue to go out and try to upgrade before the start of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, for our roster, the biggest thing in the offseason was addition by subtraction. You know, let's call it what it is, man. You got to get people that fit a certain type of DNA, you know, and we'll leave it at that. And then the second part is, you know, the D-line position is the one that's banged up in the spring. You know, so that's the one part where, you know, you come out to practice during the spring game and I say, whoa, you know, not everybody's there. Yeah, well, some guys, you know, we have about 10, 11 guys that are sitting, that have to sit spring out. And five of them had a pre-existing thing and the rest of them had some stuff that occurred during the season, which we had to attend to and fix. So that part will look a lot more complete and significantly better in the fall than it does in the spring. At the same time, a lot of young guys getting reps, and yes, we will be very active come May.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you here before we run out of time. The clinic, let's get back to the Canes Coaches Clinic Friday and Saturday and get the high school coaches from the Canharas, from Monroe County up to Palm Beach right now, just getting up. What kind of things can they expect and get out of this, Coach, for Mike McDaniel and Riz and Nagy and Olsen and the rest of them?
Well, the good thing is all these speakers, they know that this is all geared towards helping coaches at all levels, particularly the high school level, you know. So they know to come in with materials, whether it be templates for practice, the off season, bye weeks, short weeks. Our strength coach is going to give a full demonstration and he's going to incorporate the nutritional side on a budget, whether you could afford more, you know. It's all applicable to how they can help their program get better, and it's open access. I mean, there'll be a point in time where we break off both on the field and in the meeting rooms, and any coach could go to any position coach and take his entire night if they have to get whatever they need. Wow. To help their program better. So it's our way of, you know, making sure that our community and coaches in general have ownership in the Miami Hurricane football program.
How am I not surprised that you have people staying late at night for those crazy high school coaches that want to put in those kind of hours to see? That's a Mario Cristobal special right there at 10 o'clock at night, a high school coach banging on one of your coaches about some more information. That's beautiful.
Oh, and then getting all the cut-ups they need to, bro. hey, next thing you know, you got a coach out there lining up trash cans and chairs and running duo. So whatever it takes, it's, you know, you don't have that many opportunities, but between this and then we'll have a couple of coaches' socials here in the month of May and June, I think it's what the community needs, and we owe that to them.
Well, it's great stuff. So this weekend, do they need to sign up or can they show up for people to do this last second? What's best for you, Coach?
Yeah, they can show up or they can just click on the links, you know, all this, the Twitter. You know, I got fingers like sausage links, man, so I can't do that Twitter stuff. But if you click on there, you could get on there and register, or you could just show up and register. The neat part is during practice, we have it set up so that when we go into Indy has been made longer so that coaches could actually go to that station and with their, you know, their notepads or whatever they want, their iPads, and they can actually really take notes on Indy and how the particulars of technique and fundamentals at each and every position. So it's, again, man, I think they'll have a great time. And you know what? It's going to be great to have our players see a lot of their coaches at practice because you know that their antennas are up and they play that much harder when their coaches are here.
No question. That's a great point. Mario, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll see you this weekend.
Have a great one, brother.